Well, and I guess just right off the bat, I'm John Lovell, and it's April 1st, 2011. I'm here with
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. I'm here with Bill McLaughlin at his house in Butte. Just real quick, and then we'll jump into the really interesting stuff. When were you born?
January 23rd, 1932.
And were you born in Butte?
Born in Butte,
Okay.
St. James Hospital.
Okay.
I was the fifth of six children.
Okay. And your folks came over from Ireland.
Ireland.
Okay.
My father's from Donegal, my mother's from County Cork.
Okay. And do you, I, we have the papers, but do you remember when they came over?
1916.
Okay. Well, okay, that was kind of a tumultuous
They
year.
were married in St. Patrick's Church in May of 1923.
Okay.
They met each other here, not in Ireland.
Oh, okay. What brought them over? Did they have work over here?
I don't know if it's permissible on there. The English drove them out. They starved them out.
Yeah.
That's what brought them here, all of them.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can jump right to the, but not that that isn't interesting, but you were in the Hog Carriers Union.
Brickley, I was originally, I was in the laborers union, not the hod carriers. Originally, I worked just a short time as a laborer, and then I went in the, well, I worked a little bit as a hod carrier, then I went in the bricklayers union, May 1st, 1950.
Okay. And what did you do initially when you first signed on
As apprentice,
as apprentice?
well, I started right down the street at the Meadow Gold Dairies, the first place I job I ever worked on. It was a block job, and I started right. They started teaching me how to blow a block the first day I started.
Okay. And is block just like normal
Pumice
brick,
block.
pumice
No, they're
block?
not brick, but they're block. There are lots of block. All your Kmart, Walmart, all them are all block.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And we got paid to start first 6 months 50 cents an hour, and then you got 75 cents an hour for 6 months, and then you got $1 an hour, and they couldn't pay you more than the union wouldn't allow you to get any more than what they said. And you eventually, as a journeyman, this is in 1953, the scale for bricklayers journeyman was 4.25 an hour.
Okay. And how long was the apprentice
I was
period?
3 years for the brick and block, and 1 year for stone.
Okay. Was that pretty typical? Did they kind of have it?
They're very strict with their apprentices, and they didn't take very many. I started for Kaomoni Construction in Butte, which they did about all the work in Butte in them days. They were a big company, but they did all the small work too also. And then I moved to the community hospital because winter was coming and the work was slowing down, so they let me go over to the community hospital. It was all inside at the time, and it was all heated, so I went there. And there were 40 bricklayers from Boston there. And because there was a lot of masonry work in Butte at the time, the Girls' Central, the Eddie's Bakery, just a lot of work, and all the local bricklayers were pretty well employed by Kaomoni, so they brought 40 bricklayers from Boston, and we only had a couple from Butte and two apprentices from Butte, me and another one named Max Withers.
Okay.
That's all the apprentices there were in that local at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like I say, they were pretty restrictive how many people they took.
Yeah, probably good for quality wise and.
Well, yeah, they really taught you your trade. That was what they did the best. You had to learn it all.
Yeah. Now, how did the folks coming in from Boston go over?
Oh, they were fine. We have an international card in the Bricklayers.
Okay.
It's good any place in the United States. There's no, and they didn't mind them coming at all here, and most of them really enjoyed it here. So it worked out pretty well once you figured out what they were talking about. That was a little problem, but.
Yeah, I could imagine so.
Mortar and water sounds the same when you're from Boston. Wodu and modu, they say.
But how would you build these bigger projects like that? 'Cause like we were saying last time, you didn't have, you know, big cement trucks.
No.
Coming in and.
Well, the ready mix came in right around 1950. They started having ready mix, but a lot of the smaller jobs, they just hand mixed all the concrete, and they also hand mixed all the mortar and what have you. They didn't even use mixers. But then, like the hospital and the bigger jobs, they had plaster mixers, is what you mix mortar and plaster in. The pedals inside go around, not the outside.
No.
The outside of a cement mixer goes around, where a plaster mixer, the inside goes around.
Okay.
And when I started, all the mortar all the jobs I worked on until I went to the hospital was all mixed by hand by them old hod carriers. And most all the hod carriers were from Ireland. There were a few that weren't, but not too many people wanted to have their job because it was all done by hand and all carried up what you call a hod carrier ladder, which the rungs are only 6 inches apart because of the heavy weights they carry in hods, as they call them, on their shoulders. That's how they bring up the brick and the mortar, and so the rungs of a ladder were closer together because it was so heavy weights they'd carry up and down. They'd have one go up and one come down. That way they didn't interfere with each other as they brought up the material. And then when block came in, which block came in actually when we were doing that hospital, they would pull them up on a pulley. They wouldn't bring them up on ladders. They'd pull them up on a pulley.
Okay. And can you kind of describe what a hod looks like? Or
it's like if you took a V-shaped article or whatever, and it's V-shaped with about a 4-inch flat bottom and then V-shaped out. It's about 2 feet long, and it has a one handle down the middle of it. And they had a stand they would set it on next to the mortar boxes and shovel it full of mortar, and then they carry it on their shoulder. And the same applied to brick. They would put them all in this hod and carry them, and when they get to the mortar board, they just bend over and it'd hit the board and empty all the mortar on the mortar boards. And the brick were put in there such that when they built over, they just stayed in a pile.
Okay.
You know, they bonded them back and forth. So no. that was, there used to be an old story, the old hods say, you don't want to be one of them bricklayers. He said, they got to work all the time. All I got to do is carry this stuff up 3 stories and give it to them, and then they got to use it all. So.
It'd be a catch-22. Yeah.
Yeah, but they've updated hod carriers 200%. Everything they do now is with machinery, and that's when they started getting more members that weren't ready from Ireland and that, you know, because they had forklifts, as time went on, forklifts and cement mixers, and they automated it and took all the manual part, a lot of it, out of it. They still do brickwork the same way they always did it, one at a time.
Yeah.
To lay them, but I mean, they've automated the other end of it.
Yeah.
So, they were quite a bunch to work with, a lot of fun, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fooling around with this one old hod carrier up at, we were doing an engineering building at School Mines about 1954, and I was just fooling around with him before we went to work and kind of sparring, and he said, "You better stop that, Gossoon." He says, "The men were wider between the eyes than you are between the shoulders in my day." So,
imagine it'd be kind of like working in the mine or, you know, cowboy, and you get to be pretty strong and relatively rough.
Everyone pretty was pretty quick. Husky and big. Yeah. There was no place for little guys. Now in it, but like I say, I'd like to do it again with the people I did it with. I'm not saying I'd want to do it with, it's a whole different type of people now than it was then.
Yeah. Well, and it seems anymore that brick isn't such a big thing.
Well, it isn't now because the labor on it's probably multiplied three times from when we did it. We used to do a three-bedroom ranch-style house with a double garage on it. Two bricklayers and one hod, we do them in 5 days. And now probably takes them at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, young people don't work like people used to. They won't.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing now. With us, it was a game. We used to race all day long.
No, did you?
Yeah. You take, if the wall was 100 brick long, you marked the middle, and the idea was if there were two of you, to get there first. And
yeah.
Of course, you always helped the other one when you got there, but that was like playing a game all day long.
Yeah. Well, that makes it go a little quicker anyway.
Send you home a little more tired.
Yeah.
Like the one old hod told me, he said, "I'm like the Englishman, I'd rather go home tired than cold. Cold and tired." They didn't have a lot of use for English, none of them. Matter of fact, when that first, I of course wouldn't remember it, but I was born, but in the first, no I wasn't, I was born in 23, or 32. The First World War, none of them hod carriers went to the service. They refused to fight with the English.
Okay.
I mean, they were that, because they were all driven out of their homes, and they refused to, and even my dad, they said, "Well, we'll put you in jail," and they all said, "Well, put us in jail." But they wouldn't go to the service for that reason.
How many hod carriers and, you know, bricklayers, and how many people did you work with
in my life
back in the good old days?
I guess there were bricklayers union probably had about 45 members, and the hod carriers, see, they were different. In the hod carriers, some of them, all they ever did is pour concrete, mix concrete and pour concrete, and some of them work with plasters, and some of them work with bricklayers. So the ones that followed concrete, we didn't want them because they didn't understand. You can't spend all day telling them what to do. You got to have people that understand it,
yeah.
You know. And actually what they used to try to do is do the work they're going to do tomorrow today. So they always were ahead of you as far as stocking the scaffolds and that. So when you finished where you were, when you moved the next place, all they had to bring is mortar and start getting the next place ready.
Okay.
Now, otherwise, they couldn't keep up if they did everything just what you're doing today, other than little patch jobs, I mean.
But, yeah.
And so that's pretty much how it used to work. And like I say, it was a fun way to, they're all nice people, a lot of fun to work with, hard work, but that never hurt nobody.
No, no. Does anyone stand out in your mind?
Oh, a lot of them old guys. I work with a lot of old bricklayers that were really something. They really were. This one, his name was Ben. A lot of bricklayers used to travel all the time. They weren't married. This is quite a ways back. They traveled in boxcars, you know. And a matter of fact, there was two bricklayers from Dillon. They were both Huey Gray and Billy Robinson. They're originally from New York. But in the Depression, like they said, they were in New York and someone said there was a big job in California, and he said first time he ever seen Butte, he said he went through here on a boxcar and there's 41 bricklayers in the boxcar. They were all going to California to see if they could go to work. But anyhow, they ended up moving to staying in Dillon a years gone by, and they were really colorful gentlemen to be around and that. They owned a great piece of ground in Dillon right next to the college, but they rented the house and lived in an old shed out in back of it, and neither one never married. And they'd have them friends of theirs come visit them. This Billy Jacobson from like Pocatello, I remember, they called him the Flying Brick because his son had an airplane. And another one I remember real well was the Georgia Peach. They all had a name, and they were all drifters. And this one, Ben Lanning, he was kind of a con man. A matter of fact, we were doing the hospital. He came in and worked there, and he said he done something to his leg, stepped on a rebar, so he insisted they put him in the hospital, and he got in there, and they're putting heat lamps on him, and they took it off, and he put it back on and burned his legs. And then we went to visit him, me and this other bricklayer, and he said, would you like a drink? And we thought he was kidding. And so we said, yeah, we'll have a drink. So he rang the thing, nurse come in. He said, bring my friends a drink, would you? Because the hospital, he told him, if you want to treat me right, I won't sue you. So, but he was just a con man. And he told me once he went through a town in, I believe he said, in Missouri. And he went to get a room, and the lady said, what are you doing? He said, I'm a bricklayer. She said, you can't stay here. The last bricklayer stayed here, left, owed me 7 months rent. And he said, give me his name. I travel all the time and I'll find him. How much does he owe you? And she told him, which them days it wasn't a lot. And he paid her the 7 months. He says, you know, when I left there, I owed her 14 months rent. But he was something. But a lot of them were. They were a lot of fun to be around.
No. Did you ever wind up traveling, bricklaying? Or?
I traveled a lot. You had if you're going to work. I worked all over Montana, Missoula, and Billings, and Great Falls, and Bozeman, and Dillon, and wherever. You know, if you're going to work, you had to go where the work was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now, if I was still working, I'll have 61 years in the Bricklayers Union May 1st of this year, but I only worked at it about 50 years.
Okay. And that's the gold card in the hallway.
That's for 50 years.
That's for 50.
And then you don't pay dues no more.
Okay.
And I believe I told you, when I talked to you before about when I was laying out the fourth floor of the community hospital, they always took one of the apprentices and would send them a floor up, and you'd lay one course a block all over. All the partitions are block in that building and then plastered.
Okay.
And to teach you, they'd give you the blueprints for the next floor and a hot carrier, and you'd just put one course a block all over the place, and then when they come up, they just had to follow them. But the hot carrier was Bill Carroll at the time. He was an old Irishman. He is from County Mayo, I believe. But he went to get me some mud, and they had a hoist, double hoist on that job, and He was gone quite a while, and he come back, and I said, "Bill, where you been?" And he said that Jeff Farron was mixing the mud, and they had some kind of argument down there, the two of them, whatever it was. And I said, "Where you been, Bill?" He says, "That foreign-born son of a bitch," he says, "he can't even fart in English." And unless you were around them guys, you wouldn't know what he said, because they had that brogue, all of them, you know, and like I was raised with it, so I understood them all. It was like talking to someone in a foreign language. We did a job when this fella moved here from Idaho, Taylor, Dick Taylor, and we were working for him uptown, and Bill come up. And he was, we had a mixer, and he was mixing the mud, and this Dick Taylor walked by him, and he says, "Will you get me a Burl, a Earl, and a Earler?" And he said, "What do you want?" And he asked him about three times, and come to me. He said, "What's he talking about?" I said, "He wants a grease gun and a tube of grease."
Just try and get that out of that.
Yeah, it's... But like I say, they were a lot of fun, them people.
Yeah.
And hard workers, they. And the M&M, there were, south side of the M&M was lined with chairs against the wall. And in the mornings when they didn't have a job, they would go there and sit on them chairs. And then all the contractors in town knew, and they would come there if they're going to pour concrete or whatever, and they needed some hot carriers, they'd go the M&M, and that's where they'd get them. So they'd get up every morning and go out just like they had a job, even though they didn't, and go down there. And then, like women, to show you how it's changed, in the winter, you'd hear my mother, which she was a little tiny lady, my dad was about 260 pounds, big man. A matter, they called him Big Mickey. And you'd hear my mom, she weighed about, like my wife, 110 pounds. You'd hear out in the kitchen there building the fire, and you'd hear this clunk, clunk, clunk all over. And so one day I said, "Mom, why do you put them shoes on in the morning? They're my dad's, and about twice her size." She said, "I'm warming them up for him before he go to work." You know, but that's how people were them days.
Yeah. Yeah, there has definitely been a bit of a shift.
Oh, it's, you just, wouldn't believe the change. You know, what a change. And I had, in case, three sisters and two brothers. There were six of us. And all three brothers were bricklayers.
Now, you worked with them on The Lady of the Rockies.
We donated the stonework, me and my two brothers. We donated so many things in Butte, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Just something to do. People who were always after the other donate. It seemed like we couldn't say no. I couldn't tell you the places we donated.
No. Well, I was thinking on the way over, you know, The Lady is kind of the, well, it's one of the icons of Butte. And you donated the stonework up there. What was that like? What was that experience?
Well, we just did the chapel has stone on it, and there's the well has a well house. It has stone on it. And we did both of them for them.
Okay.
The three of us did. It was just something to do. We were retired at the time, and we had a lot of fun up there. That's the last time we worked together. And then my younger brother died not too long. He didn't help us with the well house. He had died, but he helped us with the chapel, and he died. And then my older brother and me did the well house, and then it wasn't too long after that my older brother died.
Okay.
And there were six of us, and now there's two. I have one sister left alive.
Is she still in Butte?
Oh. Yeah, she lives in Butte.
Okay. No, okay. Where did it go?
We had I guess there was a old black hot carrier. I never met him. So he was, had to be pretty old, I don't, but they was an old black cot carrier, and we were doing the hospital, and the bricklayers on the job were guaranteed 40 hours pay. Otherwise, they wouldn't have came out from Boston.
Right.
Because of winter and that. So, of course, that pertained to everyone, bricklayers on the job. And at that time, bricklayers or hot carriers or plasterers wouldn't work when one of the members died. So the old black hot carrier died, and Bill Carroll was the president of the hot carriers, and he didn't have any relatives, so the union was in charge of burying them. They had a death benefit, same as the bricklayers doing that insurance. So I said to Bill, I said, what day are we going to be off, Bill? Because we wouldn't work without hot carriers, so we'd have got paid for being off. And he said, you're not, he said, we're going to bury him on Saturday. And he said, they call me to the office and they give me $20 to put him on ice till Saturday. So he said, you're not going to have no day off with pay.
That just goes to show again how different things are, how things have.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't work when a bricklayer died.
No.
Not all day. You better not. They'd fine you if you worked.
No, would they?
Oh yeah, you had to go to the funeral, and even if you didn't go to the funeral, you better not work if they found out, because you get fined.
Okay.
And like I say, the hods were the same and the bricklayers were the same. I mean the plasters.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something that's kind of gone out to your house, you said last time, is plastered.
This house is plastered. They don't do that no more.
No, it's all sheetrock.
Big towns, they do some plastering on commercial work, but just, well, it's my opinion, but it's a fact. Sheetrock will never take the place of plaster. There's no comparison in the two. I can paint this house. This house hasn't been painted in 10 years, and you can't tell that. Plaster doesn't absorb paint. Now, sheetrock will get to show where the studs and nails, but plaster isn't like that. Like, you can look around, you wouldn't think it's 10 years since this house was painted, but it is.
Yep. Right.
Like I say, and it's so much warmer. There's rock lath underneath this. They used to use wood lath, and then rock lath came in. It looks a lot like sheetrock, but in lots, and that's what's underneath this plaster. So it's 3/8 thick, and then the plaster's a 1/2 inch. No. So it's about 7/8 of an inch thick, the walls, where sheetrock, you'd have a 1/2 inch of sheetrock.
No.
And when the Montana Power does that energy thing for you, they came down here and did it. They couldn't believe it. They said, this house don't have no leakage of air, but I say it's the way it's built with brick and plaster. Right. And of course it has hardwood floors all through it, too, which they don't do. I mean real hardwood, not the new kind.
Yeah.
But the whole house is hardwood floors and that. So, I don't know what else I would tell you.
But this was kind of a topic that I wanted to hit on. Last time you said you built this house.
Yeah.
And
we bricked it in 9 hours.
And it's a big place to be able to do that.
About 1,700 feet. But the whole union came. I didn't ask. They knew I was going to brick it. And they all came. All of them didn't help because I didn't have room for them. Part of them just sat in here. Of course, it wasn't done inside, and drank beer and ate sandwiches, and we had a party, but it took us 9 hours, is all, to brick the house.
Now, did
at them days, people all helped each other.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something, everyone wanted to give you a hand. They don't do that no more either.
No. I've run into it back east every once in a while. Eastern Montana ranch work, but not something like this.
I don't know how many houses we brick for people I work with. We'd all go brick them on a weekend for them or Saturday.
I guess for my own personal edification, did you have any union songs?
No.
Or anything like that?
Okay. No, well, there's two of them up the archives. You can see I gave them to them. I only have, well, you can take a picture of them, but you can't have, only have two left.
Don't say Betty, get those out or I'll hit you.
Right. Now, I know where they are. You open it. I told you I got them last time. Gotta get my belt.
No, just pause.
Good range. You were the first.
The Bricklayers, local number one, that's what Butte was in the Bricklayers, for Montana. It was the first local in the United States to get $1 an hour. So, is there anything else I can tell you?
I get maybe just briefly, since I took the pictures of it.
You want to take a picture of the fireplace?
Yeah.
I'll push the couch back a little bit. Is this in the way? Well, if I push, will that go over, Betty?
We should
just move that lamp back a little. I don't reach over vaguely.
Just
push
put it,
it
that way.
This way, and it'll have
here.
More room.
You've got some good housemates. I got you hooked.
No. Yeah. That's fucking feedback. Sorry, Bernadette. I'm sure you'll love that.
There, you can see it pretty well there. I'll get out of the way. You want the light on or no?
Oh, I think it'll be good. Oh, I'll move all this out of the way so it's not in there taking up space.
I can this.
That if you don't mind, would you mind standing in front of it, and I'll just take this picture of you right there. And be good.
Got him.
Got him.
Okay. And you can get the one outside without my help, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go.
Where I'm going to have to go pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time. I'd sit here all day and talk. But.
Well, like I said, I missed your game yesterday because I had to go to Helena.
Yeah.
And we usually go to everything our grandkids go, and she called last night. So I don't want to miss today. She plays four times, but we're only going to watch twice.
Yeah. Now, there is one more little thing for the pictures that I took.
I sign that
again?
Yeah,
just fill her out and sign her up, and we'll be good to go. Do you need your glasses?
Oh, yeah. I guess they're just reading glasses, but I have 20/20 vision, but I can't read.
My mother works for the eye doctor in Dillon and had me get bifocals. It kind of made me sad when that first happened.
I just had two cataracts done and have just print this.
Let me see what's going on with it. Yep, just print your name there and then sign below it.
I'm Bill. Should I put Bill or William?
It doesn't matter, Bill.
I'm William White, but nobody calls me that.
Yeah.
break down this recorder so we can quit taking up time.